Welcome to the ASHP Official Podcast, your guide to issues related to medication use, public health, and the profession of pharmacy.
Thank you for joining us for the ASHP Pharmacy Leadership Podcast. This series focuses on leadership topics within pharmacy practice, including the business of pharmacy, development of leadership skills, career transitions, and more. I'm Justin Moore. I'm the current chair of the ASHP New Practitioners Forum Executive Committee, and I'll be your host today. We are sitting down with the New Practitioners Forum 2023 Distinguished Service Awardee, Dr. Joe Marciano, to discuss his service with the forum and the role ASHP has played in his development as a pharmacy practice leader. Welcome, Joe. Thanks for joining today. Appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, thank you so much, Justin. I am so excited to be here.
Great. Well, for our listeners, the Distinguished Service Award recognizes one individual each year whose volunteer efforts have supported the mission of their section or forum to help advance the profession. Their activities over the past few years have demonstrated a contribution to the improvement of pharmacy practice to promote the mission and vision of the forum. With that, Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came to be involved with ASHP and a little bit more about you?
Sure, I would love to. So yeah, again, I know I just said this, but thank you so much for the chance to be here today. It is a true honor to be able to talk more about something that's come to mean so much to me with respect to, you know, all things about my personal professional life, ASHP. A little bit more about me. So my name is Joe Marciano, as you said. Currently, I practice as a lead clinical pharmacist in geriatrics at Tsuma Health System in Akron, Ohio, and I'm also an assistant professor of pharmacy practice with Northeast Ohio Medical University. So I work in a shared faculty role between NeoMed and Tsuma in the geriatrics areas. I graduated pharmacy school from Ohio Northern University in 2019, and I did a PGY1 residency in pharmacy practice at the University Hospital's Geauga Medical Center up in Chardon, Ohio, and did a PGY2 in internal medicine at the same location with a focus in academia as well. As far as my involvement with ASHP, though, it goes back to my time as a pharmacy student at Ohio Northern. So I remember stepping foot on ONU's campus and immediately just being so overwhelmed with all of the things that you can do in pharmacy, both in the classroom and out of the classroom. And I began quickly to realize that there was a really active group of students who were extremely passionate about doing everything that you can to apply your clinical skills or to grow as somebody who could apply knowledge about medications to make people better in the highest way possible. And that was the Student Society of Health System Pharmacy, or SSHP. So once I learned about that, I think it was at the student organization fair that happens pretty early on in the year, I knew that these were my people and this was the organization that if I was lucky, I'd be able to be a part of. And so I remember around that time telling a mentor of mine that I had come to know about my feelings for SSHP and how badly I wanted to be involved with that group of people. And their advice to me was, okay, why don't you go and be president? And hearing that as a first-year pharmacy student who just wanted to be in the company of these people was like the most ludicrous thing I had ever heard in my life at that time. So, you know, to be honest, though, that advice set an incredible tone for me, and it continues to be a tone for me that I apply in a lot of areas of my professional life, because it really reminded me that you can do things that seem so far from you once you first get to know about them. And it was really that advice that led me through my involvement with SSHP as a student. I got to know some incredible students who were doing wonderful things at the state and national level. And it was viewing those situations with that mentality that allowed for me to realize, hey, this is not just some curtain that I can't pass through. I belong here. And it created a pattern of thinking that the next step is achievable so long as you have a passion for wanting to do those things. So it was following that led me to ASHP and, you know, began my involvement with the national level of the organization.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's those incremental steps, right? Like you don't know where to start. You take the first step into the organization. And then a few years later, you're, you know, coming into these leadership opportunities and formal positions. So that's incredible. Can you tell us really what impact ASHP has had on you professionally and personally? So like, what does this organization mean to you?
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. That's a tough question to answer just because of how much it has meant, which I'm sure is something that I'm sure I'm not the only person saying that, but hopefully to the listeners that is further evidence that it is such a meaningful organization and it's such a true thing to say. So for me, as far as my involvement is concerned with ASHP, I started, like I mentioned, as a direct product of my involvement as a student, getting some involvement with the State Society as a student. Student also preceded my time with being involved with ASHP. But my first formal role with ASHP was during my final year as a pharmacy student when I was on my APPE rotations. I applied and was lucky enough to be successful with being on a pharmacy student forum advisory group. And shout outs to the Career Development and Education Advisory Group, CDEAG. Yeah. So that was my first formal role within ASHP. And that in and of itself began the amount of meaning, both personally and professionally, that organizational involvement has had to me. You know, personally, my resolve for wanting to improve pharmacy practice in a way that allows for not just the patients that I see to be more well, but patients all across the country to be made more well, because we're allowing pharmacists to be able to learn more about themselves and be able to successfully accomplish their own goals, whether that be residency related or what have you. But my result for doing those things personally is constantly reaffirmed because of the fact that I get to surround myself with people who feel the same way. And those are the people who are on ASHP advisory groups, who want to be a part of the conversation, who just have a passion for doing these things and figuring out how we can take the pharmacy practice or the aspect of our profession that we have around us and talk about it on a more national scale to continue to move things forward, you know, for our colleagues, for our patients, and for really everybody else that interacts with the profession. And that, you know, resolve started with my time on the Pharmacy Student Forum. After that, transitioning into new practitioner, I began what is now, you know, coming to a close, which is my journey as a member of the New Practitioners Forum. I was involved as a member of the Residency Advancement Advisory Group, and then came to chair that advisory group and went on to be a liaison between the whole New Practitioners Forum and one of the awesome section advisory groups in the ASHP section of clinical specialists and scientists, the Clinical Leadership Advisory Group. So I say all that, hopefully that wasn't too lengthy of a description, but all of those experiences and now being a member of the New Practitioners Forum Executive Committee have just produced so many meaningful personal relationships. I think one of the most meaningful aspects of my whole career is the amazing people that I have met through ASHP in all of these different roles. You know, no matter what role you're in, no matter what aspect of involvement that you have, there will always be people there who you will be made a better person because you have met them. And the chance that I've had to meet so many people like that in so many different areas because of ASHP has just meant the world to me and will continue to. So personally, my involvement with ASHP has just, you know, been a really important part of my life, to be honest. And then from the professional standpoint, I mean, you know, there's just so much to say. You get the chance to learn more about best practices in your area of practice and others from people across the country and globe. You can apply that back to your own practice in whatever way you so choose. You get a chance to develop and share best practices in areas that you're passionate about. For me, that's mostly been residency training and the advancement of new practitioner career goals. So getting a chance to brainstorm, well, what do our members need to reach their own goals and how can we make things to help them do that is incredibly fulfilling. So professionally, that has been amazing. Having the chance to learn more about how to be a leader through having incrementally increasing leadership roles has meant a lot to my own professional skill set. And that's all because of ASHP. And gosh, you know, getting to go to meetings and network with folks there is just so much fun. Getting the chance to be a part of mid-year educational proposals is incredibly rewarding. As a professor, if you all couldn't tell already, I really like to talk. I'm not the most concise person. So having the chance to provide education in a national platform is a dream come true. So I think, you know, that's a not so concise summary of what organizational involvement has meant to me and the personal and professional lens.
Yeah, we love it. Can never run out of good things to say about ASHP. Yeah, I totally echo, you know, your sentiments there. It's the people that bring you in. You get the resources, you get that professional development, you also get that clinical development, I think, at every step of your journey. So as a student, as an early practitioner, a seasoned career folk, I think it's really nice because, you know, you get to meet folks across the country, across the world, like you mentioned, and share those best practices. But it also, I think I walk away with so much more than I give, which is something that folks don't always recognize. So, you know, you put, you know, some effort into it, but oftentimes it's coming back to you tenfold. So I think that's a really great point that you hit on there. You know, over the years, do you have any favorite memories or favorite experiences with ASHP?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are so many. In my year as chair of the Resident Advancement Advisory Group, you know, that year stands out to me so much because I felt going into that, having been a member of that same advisory group the year prior, finding out that I was going to be chairing that whole advisory group for the following year was a moment for me that, even though I had that mentality going forward of, hey, you can do things that are miles away from you when you first learn about them, I think that was most perilous to me when I was in the interim between being an advisory group member and then finding out that I was going to be chair of the Resident Advancement Advisory Group. Because even with that lens in mind, I still felt like this was going to be something that was still unachievable for me to do. For some reason, I just didn't see myself as being able to tackle that responsibility. And I wanted so badly to do it well that, and to, you know, bring about a good year, one that would be objectively successful and a representation of all of the incredible people on the advisory group. It just seemed like something that was still out of my reach for some reason. But quickly, and thanks to the help of the liaison to the New Practitioners Forum Executive Committee, which not to get too much into the jargon, but every advisory group chair, when they chair an advisory group, is set up on the New Practitioners Forum with a liaison to the Executive Committee. And that's a really well done structural piece in terms of ASHP organization setup, because it pairs the chair with somebody who's a direct line to the Executive Committee of the New Practitioners Forum. And during my year as chair, it was their advice, the advice of our New Practitioners Forum staff member, the advice of all of the people on the advisory group, that allowed for me, I think, to turn the corner in terms of my own leadership and have not just a moment, but a whole year of really awesome conversation, really awesome development of resources to help people get through residency successfully, enter residency in terms of defining their goals and using the residency year as a transformative and good experience to accomplish their goals, making things like podcast series for match day, interview guides, case studies on resident wellness. And that was nothing that I did. That was something that all of the workgroup members and the workgroup leads of that advisory group did. And so that whole year, figuring out that, you know, if I can communicate openly and honestly with my group, set up the year in a way that was well structured and organized, and lead with a sense of honest enthusiasm, those were all things that I found out would get the job done. And that was, I think, a final reaffirmation that, okay, you know, if you really are passionate about the things that you want to do and have a good plan and surround yourself with incredible people, which is very easy to do with ASHP involvement, you're going to be able to, you know, do anything as far as the profession is concerned, I think. So that, you know, was a really important year for me. Not to say that the years since haven't been important. In fact, they've been, you know, just so perhaps more incredible for different reasons, you know, working with our colleagues on the clinical leadership SAG. I have learned so much from each and every one of them, and getting the chance to figure out, well, what's the best way to link their expertise with the things that we're trying to do with new practitioners, you know, has also been a really powerful experience. So all of them have been so good and so meaningful to me, but so I guess I'll just leave it there for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah, hearing you say that you just want to do a good job, I can assure you that you did. And the one thing, obviously, knowing you and working with you on the NPF Exec Committee, you are just such a genuine, caring, thoughtful person that, like, everything you do, I think you leave people with just, you know, he's got the best intentions. He's, you know, doing this well. So thank you for all the work that you've done, obviously, that I've been a part of. But yeah, I think that genuine nature that you have really comes through on everything that you do.
Thanks, Justin. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And then with, you know, all of your experience, obviously, on the forums and in PF and the clinical section leadership, do you have any particular projects or initiatives that stand out to you or you're most proud of?
Sure. Yeah. So as far as particular projects or initiatives, I think, you know, I'm somebody who really likes if I can make, you know, I'm really passionate about individual projects. But to me, the most powerful thing that I like to try to accomplish is, can I develop something that is structurally sound that can outlast my involvement in a particular role? So for me, what comes to mind as the thing that I smile most when I look back on is when, after I was finished with my role as RAG chair, I entered into a not 2-year term, but 2 consecutive terms as that liaison between New Practitioners Forum and the Clinical Leadership SAG. And that at the time was, and still is, a relatively new position and way of connecting groups across ASHP forums and sections. And I was provided with an incredibly strong start by the liaison before me, which allowed for me to begin thinking more about, okay, how can, now that the groundwork has been laid in terms of how to do this, what is the way that we can maybe formalize the role and add an amount of structure with respect to how can the liaison best serve and connect the projects that the New Practitioners Forum is working on with the Clinical Leadership SAG, with a mind of if this were to ever be expanded or if this were to ever be duplicated across other sections, for instance, how can we design a system that is easily replicatable or easily built upon? So I don't know that this is something that means a lot to anybody, maybe besides myself personally. I'm sure it does. But I think what I mean to say is this is something that was more of like a passion project for me, not like an exact task that I was assigned to do. And so for that reason, I think it was maybe mostly something that I think is not as, I think the work that others have done in roles that I have had have been way more impactful than this is what I'm trying to say. But from a personal interest standpoint, it was really exciting to develop a structure on paper for that role in a way that hopefully will be more useful as the years go on.
Yeah, no, totally. Even just bridging that gap, obviously, with early career folks and kind of more seasoned practitioners, that's sometimes tough. So you and the kind of liaisons before and after you have done a really great job to link us to really push those projects forward. So appreciate all your work there. So in our professional and personal lives, you know, we sometimes have those pivotal moments that really shape who you are as a person or redefine your career path, particularly as it relates to your journey as an educator, a clinical specialist, and a leader. Can you describe any of those moments and what impact did it have on you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go back to that moment that I shared the first question, which is when my mentor at the time was like, oh, you like SSHP? Why don't you just become president? To dive more into that, it was such a powerful thing to me at the time. And it as I mentioned, unlocked this framework of you can do the things that are seemingly impossible to you within the profession. And to dive into that more, I think it really uncovered this sense of, I don't know if it's a lack of confidence, I don't know if it's I'm not good enough to be there sentiment that I think a lot of people have. And that if you don't challenge that directly in by way of a mentor telling you these things or by way of really spending some time with yourself and looking around you and saying, oh, hey, you know, I am somebody that is valuable in terms of the things that I can contribute to, the things that I can say, the things that I can do, the things that I can work on. And once you realize that that's true, and you also realize that these organizations exist not to not to have you there as an afterthought, but they exist because you can be there. That's the whole point, is to say, if you're somebody who has interest in this, this organization is created for and because of you. I think that shift happened to me because of that moment on the scale of, you know, my student society. And it continued to be such a powerful force for me that it applies to the state society, the national society, and really in other areas besides ASHP involvement in terms of my clinical practice, in terms of being an educator and feeling like I can be a, you know, an assistant professor, I can want to become an associate professor, et cetera. And it was just such a simple thing, right? But it was so true and so helpful to me that it is an aha moment that I especially wanted to dive into. Something else, as a complimentary moment, I think, I can remember during my residency feeling like, and drawing from a similar spirit, I wasn't the best person to provide education for, you know, folks who are in the hospital. And I can remember wanting to learn more about how my RPD did it as somebody who was, you know, when I think of somebody who knows how to provide counseling to patients, to teach students, it's him that shows that just is always like the exemplar in my mind. And I can remember one time I asked to observe him counseling a patient about starting a DOAC, who was somebody who had heard that, you know, all anticoagulants are poison, they're not something they want to be taking. And he spent, you know, 10, 15 minutes providing the most heartfelt and artful way to describe benefits, risks of the medication in a way that this person heard and a way that this person felt very meaningfully, that it showed me the aha moment of, if I can bring myself, you know, the person that I am and the care that I have into the encounter that I have with patients, instead of worrying so much about sticking to this really stiff script or this stiff idea of what a pharmacist should be, if I can remember the human aspect of care like he did in that moment, not only in counseling, but in all of my professional interactions as best as possible, it just reminded me of how influential that can be in a positive way. So I think that that stood out to me as something that I will always attempt to apply in terms of teaching, in terms of counseling, and also in terms of just my interaction with others and professional organizations.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And I think, you know, one cool thing is that ASHP allows you that space to, like you talked about early in your career, you don't think that you're good enough or people have other experiences that are better than yours, or you can't live up to those expectations. But it allows you to get that mentorship, get those opportunities to really develop your skills over time. And then you do belong, and you've always belonged, but it allows you to realize that kind of throughout your early career. So that has been one thing that ASHP has really benefited me, or in one way that they've really benefited me. It's just, again, that professional development that you don't even realize until you're, you know, 3-4 years out and you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, the progress that I've made over time is incredible, even to yourself. And, you know, obviously there's room to grow always, but ASHP is there to support you along the way, which is really cool. Throughout this, you know, obviously you've talked a lot about leadership skills and how you've developed as a stronger leader and clinician. Is there one in particular that you've discovered to be particularly valuable, or one that you've tried to develop more directly as a new practitioner over the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I think the one that stands out most strongly to me is the skill of curiosity and acting upon your curiosity. So I know that this is something that I think a lot of pharmacists say is an important skill to have. But to me, in terms of leadership, it has been infinitely valuable to me. So specifically what I mean by it is wanting to learn more, wanting so much to learn more about the ways that you can apply and continue to foster your passion for the reason that is your interest in ASHP. So for instance, being curious about, well, I'm really passionate about how I can advance what it is like to secure a residency program, become the highest trained pharmacist that I can through a residency program, and being curious about what it is that ASHP does to allow for you to contribute to those efforts. So going out of your way to learn more about those opportunities. to be curious enough to figure out how it is that not only you can contribute through those means, but curious to understand that it is for you and that you absolutely should do this, and that this isn't just something that isn't for you now, but to be curious to figure out, well, what is this experience like? What does it mean for me to be involved with as an advisory group member? How is that experience going to be complementary to what I'm going through as a resident or as a final year pharmacy student or as somebody who just finished residency or maybe as somebody who's learning about organizations for the first time in a while? And to not be okay with putting those experiences off. Now, obviously, it's not always the right time to do something for you. But if you don't have a definite reason, if you're just waiting to make that jump, to want to use your curiosity to go and make that jump, I think has been so important to me. It's why I'm here. It's why I'm involved as a member of the New Practitioners Forum Executive Committee right now. Why I had the chance to be a liaison, why I had the chance to be chair of RAG, or even just, you know, an advisory group member, even as a work group lead throughout the years. So it's been such a powerful force for me, and hopefully it's something that the listeners will be able to do and apply in their own professional journeys as well.
Yeah, totally agree. It's so important to stay curious and, you know, seek out those resources. So whether it be clinical topics, you know, professional development, obviously find your networks, and it allows you to grow within them and become more confident as you gain that experience. Do you have any other advice for our listeners who maybe want to get more involved in the profession, potentially at the national level or within the New Practitioners Forum?
Yeah, certainly. I think it's directly in line with that last question. To me, something that I think is the best way I can put it is there are times in your professional career where I think you'll get a sense of nervousness, where you're looking at a possibility that you haven't done before. And it's that moment where you're thinking to yourself, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this, right? It's the hesitancy as you're on the high dive and you're staring out into the pool and you're figuring out if you should jump in, and you're questioning whether or not you should. And one of my mentors told me that it's that feeling that is the perfect time to not back down, but to lean in and recognize that this feeling means this is an excellent learning experience and you should take it for everything that it can offer you. And I think that is, at least in my experience, something that has been directly applicable to my journey with ASHP. And because I started my involvement with SSHP with the solution, which is go and do it, and I've done my best to follow that, it has paid off so much. So for people who are curious about how to get involved at the national level with the New Practitioners Forum, I think that means that you're at that moment of, you know, being on the high dive, to use the metaphor. And so my advice is to jump in, to apply, no better time than now. Applications, watch out, make sure that you know when applications to a new practitioner advisory group are active. Most years, the final day for them is May 1st, I believe. So just apply, open up the tab, see what the application is. It's not too bad, and fill it out and submit it before the deadline. It's an excellent and wonderful feeling to make that jump. And I promise you're going to be happy that you did.
Yeah, taking that first step is critical, or jump in this case, obviously. It's, again, you're rewarded, I think, tenfold with, you know, what you put into it, and the experiences and the people that you get to meet along the way are just tremendous. Well, Joe, thank you so much again for joining us today and sharing your experience with the New Practitioner Forum and ASHP over the years. Congratulations on your well-deserved recognition as the 2023 NPF Distinguished Service Awardee. And to the listeners, thank you for joining in as well to hear stories from our leaders in ASHP. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the ASHP Official Podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to ASHP Official, the voice of pharmacists advancing healthcare. Be sure to visit ashp.org/podcast to discover more great episodes, access show notes, and download the episode transcript. If you loved the episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave a review. Join us next time on ASHP.